The artist Frida Kahlo is known for works that are bold, colorful, rebellious, and emotive. What music might best complement her paintings? The Villalobos brothers from Veracruz, Mexico, based now in Manhattan, were asked to help answer that question. Alberto and Ernesto Villalobos are part of a group performing at the Kahlo exhibit this summer and fall at the New York Botanical Gardens in the Bronx. They're artists in residence there through November. They join us now from our studios in New York. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you very much, Eric.
So how did you guys come to be part of this exhibition? I mean, did you already have a deep interest in Frida Kahlo's work?
Well, I think we've always been influenced by Frida's work. We wanted to portray Frida as a complete artist. We wanted her message of radical feminism and of love of nature and of love of social justice to be heard loud and clear.
But pairing music with paintings is a difficult task, I imagine, especially for such an iconic painter such as Kahlo. Were you a bit intimidated at all?
In my own experience, Eric, I think pairing music with an art form like painting is actually very rewarding. I think painting and writing music is kind of, they are linked together. They come from the same source, which is creativity. So in that regard, I think Frida Kahlo's work comes alive when you mix it up with music and when you add the flavors of the traditional instruments and the traditional folk tunes.
She had such a tormented, painful personal life that was reflected often in herself portraits that were very dour. Your music is pretty happy, upbeat stuff much of the time. How did you reconcile that?
I would answer that by saying that the lyrics of our songs are not always so cheerful. Most of the lyrics talk about either social justice or about immigration or about a story that needs to be continued, a story that still hasn't had a happy ending. And it's reflective of the struggle of our generation here in the States, of the Mexican-American population.
Is there a piece of yours that you knew you just had to include when you were asked to participate in the exhibit?
For me, it was Casita Blanca, which talks about a girl that comes up north to start working in the city.
Pieces that most do justice to the exhibit are the ones that are mostly rooted in that Mexican tradition. But at the same time, I feel that pieces that speak about social justice, like the one that Ernesto writes about immigration, are equally valid and they need to be included as part of the musical concept of the exhibit.
Two are classically trained, but I understand your first music teacher was your grandmother. Tell us about that.
Our grandmother, Cristina Vasquez, was a tremendous influence in our musical lives. She played guitar, accordion, piano. She sang with a beautiful soprano voice, and she was self-taught. She knew over 1,000 Mexican songs that she dutifully taught us as much as she could before we actually invited her to come to New York and sing with us at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, now that has evolved into something you guys describe as high-octane Mexican fiddling.
Contemporary. Don't forget contemporary, Eric. That's our five-word elevator pitch. Contemporary, high-octane Mexican fiddling.
And you guys aren't shy about being eclectic. I mean, on your first album, you've got a cover of Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come. Let's hear some of that.
for me, that song is particularly important because it really it reflected a very important period during the civil rights movement in this country. And I think this is the time for the Latinos in America to have a civil rights movement of sorts. And A Change Is Gonna Come was perfect for this album that we decided to name Aliens of Extraordinary Ability because of the name of the artist visas that brought us into this country, that allowed us to work and be musicians here in America. So that is the name of the album, but that is also the name of the visas.
There's also a Celtic-inspired track, El Irish, or Irish, I guess.
Right.
Being sticklers.
Right, El Irish.
Back to Frida Kahlo for a moment. She was best known for her self-portraits, some of them very sort of distressed-looking, but vibrant, colorful. Has being around her work helped you shape your own musical self-portrait?
I think it's definitely inspiring, Eric, to see her work.
And in a way, in a time like this, where we are obsessed with selfies and with constantly updating our social channels and telling the world what we are up to and what we're doing, she was doing the same thing. Over 50 years ago, she was really just letting the world know, this is me, this is who I am, this is my life.
Kind of the slow selfie movement.
Correct, yeah.
Her way to communicate with humanity was through her paintings. She didn't have any words. It was a powerful image. And everybody can relate to that. So in a sense, I think music also has that power to communicate with everybody. And even if they don't understand your lyrics, they're going to be touched by what you have to convey in your music. So in a way, that's very important for me, to have that relationship with the art form of painting.
Alberto and Ernesto Villalobos of the band The Villalobos Brothers. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Eric. A pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to be here, Eric.
¿Quién soy yo para cantarte si tú ya tienes un coro? Si tú ya tienes un coro, ¿quién soy yo para cantarte?